All right, today I want to talk about the ultimate success formula. This is a very simplistic way of looking at how to create real, permanent, profound change in your life. If you follow the four steps that I'm going to talk about, you are guaranteed to have an easier time in creating the life that you want and the changes you want. So the first step is to know what you want and why. Right? Specifically, what is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want to achieve? And you want to state this in the positive. Okay, not, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to stop being so lazy, I want to stop overeating. Those are, and remember we talked about, don't think of a yellow banana. They put those negative ideas in your mind. You want to state what you want in exact terms of what you want. I want to be X amount of pounds. I want to wear a size clothes that's size X. I want to feel alive. I want to feel energetic. I want to be more flexible. These are the way you want to state your goals so that you can feel the power in them. Remember, words have power because they trigger ideas in your mind. So know exactly what it is that you want. And then the other part is to know why you want it. Why do you want to have this goal? Why do you want to achieve it? What's it going to do for you in your life? Keep this at the forefront of your mind. Know exactly why it is that you're doing all this. Because this is what's going to get you through those times when you feel crappy, when you're depressed, when you're sad, overwhelmed, stressed, tired, whatever, is knowing why you want to do it, why it's important to you. So keep that clear in your mind. Now the next step is to create a plan. How are you going to achieve what it is that you want to achieve? Right? How are you going to get the new body? Are you going to exercise certain days a week? Are you going to eat certain foods? Stop eating certain foods? Set out a clear-cut plan of what you're going to do so that you know exactly what you're going to do. This makes it simple. If you don't have logistics down, it makes it tougher because you get into a situation where you're a little tired, and if the more you have to think, the harder it becomes to actually do it. So set out a clear plan for yourself right from the beginning and know what you're going to do. So we got knowing what you want to do and why, and set up a clear plan of how you're going to accomplish it. Now the third step is to take action, right? Just do it. Follow through on the plan that you set out. Now you can do this in two ways now. Remember, it's not just taking action physically, right? Exercising or eating certain things, but now take action and program yourself. See yourself being the person you want to be. Feel yourself feeling all the things that you're going to feel. Be that person. Do those exercises that don't take any energy, so that you can take action in different ways. And you have a whole spectrum of actions to take, from very simple, easy, relaxing ones to the more, you know, strenuous ones that take more energy to do. Okay? And so the fourth step is, this is the key one, is to reflect and to adjust. Reflect on your plan. What are the results that you've gotten from this? Okay, because one of two things is going to happen. You set this plan out and you follow the plan perfectly, and you may not get the results you want. So tweak the plan. Or you may set out a plan and you don't follow it. So then you want to get yourself to follow the plan. Okay, that's why these steps are laid out in this way. All right, because it allows you to recognize what needs to be tweaked. And that's the key part of this. Right? Just wanting something and setting out a plan and just taking action aren't enough, because if you knew how to do something, if you were absolutely sure how to do something, there wouldn't be any issue with it. But remember, this whole process is a process of learning. And as you learn, the very definition of learning is that you're doing things that are new to you. So you need to have this reflection and adjustment period. And when you reflect on your results and what you've done, you want to do it in a way where you're calm and relaxed, where you accept yourself. All right? You want to do it from a place of acceptance. You don't want to do it in a way where you're beating yourself up and really hard on yourself. You don't need that. It wastes energy. You want to have a certain lifestyle. You want to feel a certain way. You want to reach a goal. Have faith in your desire for that, and use that desire and a sense of acceptance and peacefulness within yourself to be able to see what you need to do from a new perspective, from a perspective where you're calm and relaxed, and make the adjustments that are necessary. And the final step is to repeat the whole thing over again, constantly. For the rest of your life, apply this formula to all the different areas: weight loss, relationships, jobs, any other areas of your life, apply this formula to it, because it breaks things down into a way that you can easily manipulate them and recognize what you need to focus on and where your strengths are. So play around with this. Have fun with this. It'll give you a new approach to change that's very simple to understand. So have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.